Good evening. This is Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's the Healthy Healing Show with Ed from Duncan, Oklahoma. Go ahead, Ed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Natural Healing Committee. Sorry for last week. I had a family emergency, so I couldn't attend last week. Apologize for that. this week, I'm going to focus on basically, it's really one herb, but it's two herbs. It's garlic and onions, mainly garlic. garlic has been around. Just give me 1 second here. I'm having a problem with my computer here. Oh, it's just acting up on me. Wow. Oh, sorry, but hold on 1 second, guys. What's going on? All right, let's see here. All right, 1 second, people. Get here. My computer's acting up here, folks. Just bear with me 1 second.
All right.
I'm going to have to reboot this computer. I'm going to start reading something else, though, meanwhile. Yeah, with me here. Restart. Okay. So anyway, sorry about that, folks. I don't know why this computer's acting up. I'm going to start with the chemical constituents of garlic. Garlic can be used as a tonic. Okay. I make my own garlic capsules up. I got a little capsuling machine. It does 25 capsules at a time. I buy my garlic from a specific online store, which I've been doing for like the last 12 years since I started on this mission. And it's all organic garlic, freshly wildcrafted, and it comes in all different forms. I get the powdered, so I can actually make my own garlic capsules. I take anywhere between one to two twice a day. It can be used every day regularly. It's great. It helps lower and blood pressure. it helps cleansing the bloodstream. Removes heavy metals and toxins. It's a very, very powerful herb. I'm going to have to wing in here because my computer is just not working here. I'm going to have to just go with what I have. But anyway, I'm just going to go over some things here. The chemical constituents of garlic. The active properties of garlic depend on a pungent, volatile essential oil, which may readily be obtained by distillation with water. It is a sulfide of the radical Ali 1 present in all of the onion family. This oil is rich in sulfur, but contains no oxygen. The peculiar penetrating odor of garlic is due to the intensely smelling sulfuret of Ali 1 and is so diffusive that even when the bulb is applied to the sores of the feet, its color is its odor is exhaled by the lungs. It's pretty amazing. Garlic contains vitamin A, vitamin C, and B, as well as the minerals copper, iron, zinc, tin, calcium, potassium, aluminum, sulfur, selenium, and germanium. There are about 67 milligrams of sulfur in every 100 grams of garlic. bear with me with these words and about these paragraphs that I'm reading here. During the 1940s, Dr. Arthur Stoll, a chemist working in Switzerland, was able to extract an oil from garlic that is named allicin. Now, I recommend Googling. You can Google, like, oil of garlic, which is a very powerful remedy for many things, earaches, especially for children. You put two to three drops in a kid's ear, stuff with some cotton, and it removes any bacterial or viral infection that's in the ear that's causing that earache. And also for other remedies as well. But you can actually make oil of garlic with some extra virgin olive oil and some garlic cloves. He also discovered an enzyme in the garlic to which he gave the name aminase was found to change the alum to allicin when the garlic was cut or crushed. It is the allicin that is responsible for the garlic odor as well as for the antibacterial properties used during both world wars. Dr. Christopher, in his book, School of Natural Healing, lists garlic as an alternative stimulant, diaphoretic, a subdurific, diuretic, expectorant, antiseptic, antispasmatic, disinfectant, tonic, nervine, a cathartic, emmenagogue, I don't know what that is, carminative, anthelmintic, rubefacient, excuse me with these words, venomous, condiment, anti-cateral, and a digestant. Those are just a few. Now, some of the medicinal qualities of garlic is as follows. Garlic's medicinal value is largely in its highly volatile or essential oil, so be careful in its preparation. Anciently, it was used in both healing and nutrition, as it is known to build physical strength and energy. Many athletes actually use garlic as an energy booster as well. It's a natural immune system booster and energy. It is a valuable Nervine tonic and is especially useful in lowering hypertension, which is very powerful. And somewhere in my literature here, it's going to show some of the I believe it's like 8 or 10 garlic bulbs, garlic cloves equals one antibiotic, like a pill of antibiotic, like 3 or 4 cloves, I believe it is, something like that, equals a regular, but it's natural. And as we all know, any kind of antibiotic also kills the good germs as well as the bad germs, whereas garlic only focuses on the bad germs. It focuses on it is actually the only herb for anything that actually kills viruses. many times I've had infections and viral infections, and I'm actually going to go through some easy homemade formulas that you can make for strep throat. When you have a strep throat, you go to the doctor, it's a viral or strep throat, they usually say you're going to have to wait it out, and it usually takes about 10 days to overcome that particular issue. With garlic, with a specific, and I'm going to explain this later, you can make a garlic formula that actually in 24 hours, it just about gets rid of it. That's how powerful it is when you combine it with a couple other herbs. Anyway, continue on. Laboratory tests have proven this, okay, that it does lower hypertension. Excuse me. It equalizes blood circulation, which is very powerful, and infinitely for the respiratory tract, beneficially influencing bronchial secretions, though it rapidly diffuses throughout the whole system. Garlic stimulates the gastric juices and has active carminative properties to correct any fermentative and gaseous conditions in the stomach. It arrests intestinal putrefaction and infection while stimulating the healthful growth of the friendly bacteria such as Acidophilus, Bifidobacterium, etc. The garlic oil is reportedly so popular in Russia medicine that it is referred to as Russian penicillin, and the hospitals and clinics have used the volatile garlic extracts almost exclusively in the form of vapors and inhalants. Excuse me. This is a, I'm telling you folks, garlic is such an amazing herb. It's so universal, and it's you use it in your food. I only use organic. Actually, Walmart has organic garlic bulbs that you can get, and you peel those stuff and you throw them in everything. Eat them, chew them as much as you want. They're awesome for a tonic. You can have as much as you want. The use of garlic as an antiseptic and voluntary during World War I was sensational. Wherever there was pus, it is safe and certain. It is safe and a certain remedy. Its antithermitic properties and action is deadly to round and pinworms. It also appears to be a powerful agent against tumor formation. Several retrospective and prospective epidemiological studies have shown that individuals whose diet includes relatively large amounts of garlic tend to develop cancer less frequently. Although the interpretation of epidemiological results, excuse me for that, is complex and always open to dispute, the cumulative evidence is sufficient. In one of the best studies, the Iowa Woman Study, participants whose diet included significant quantities of garlic were about 30% less likely to develop colon cancer. This process is called chemoprevention. The book goes on explaining garlic's use as an insect repellent. And I use this all the time as an insect repellent. As you know, people, the smell of it, people, you know, wow, you smell like garlic. And well, it works with bugs. So it's a great, and there's a mixture that you can make up that you actually spray on your body just like the normal repellent. Or you can actually just eat garlic, and that's sufficient as well. But anyway, oral garlic is a popular folk remedy for insect bite prevention. A double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover trial followed 80 Swedish soldiers and measured the number of tick bites received over each phase of the trial. The results show a modest but statistically significant reduction in tick bites attributed to daily consumption of 1,200 milligrams of garlic daily. Now, one capsule depends on, there's either single zero or double zero capsules. Single zero is about 400, I believe it's about 450 milligrams per capsule. So they're saying 1,200 a day, so you're probably going to have to do 2 to 3 in order to get the benefits of that. As an antimicrobial, raw garlic extract can kill a wide variety of microorganisms in vitro, including fungi, bacteria, viruses, and protozoa. Thus, it appears quite likely that topical application of garlic produces a local antibiotic effect. Tropical effects could theoretically make it useful for intestinal infections, as well as helicobacter fluoride. However, in viral studies of garlic for Helicobacter pylori have not been promising. Now, extensive list of medical uses is as follows. Effective against tuberculosis, asthma, bronchitis, skin diseases, stomach ulcers, leg ulcers, athlete's foot, boils, abscesses, epilepsy, worms, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, pimples, carbuncles, tumors, kidney disease, poisonous bites and stings, indigestion, catarrh, pneumonia, earache, infantile convulsions, leprosy, psoriasis, smallpox, intestinal disorders. I mean, the list is on and on and on. Chronic colitis, respiratory infections and infection, dropsy, sounds, aging, insect repellent, fevers, nervous and spasmodic coughs, hoarseness, whooping cough, typhus, hypertension, headaches, backache, dizziness, vomiting, nausea, diarrhea, dyspepsia, heart palpitation, chills, loss of weight, restlessness, colds, colic, pleurisy, incursionalgia, cramps, heartburn, sore throat. I mean, folks, the list is going on and on. I'm not going to read them all. You get the point. It's very, very powerful, and it affects many, many things and helps many, many things. But, of course, the thing with herbs, drugs, when you get a pain and you take a Tylenol, the drug works instantly. Herbs don't work that way. In some cases, they do, but most of the time, it takes consistent usage of herbs to actually get the greatest benefit from it. And herbs is not, it's eating food. That's what it is. Herbs are food. Food, as Hippocrates said, I said this on a couple of occasions, one of his famous phrases is, use your food as your medicine and your medicine as your food. Okay. And herbs are food. That's all it is. It's food. And if we are eating food, I mean, garlic is a very nutritional, has a lot of nutritional values as I stated. Okay. So, I know there's been some cases where people, have gotten, you can't die of an overdose of food, but you can get sick, okay, if you eat too much of anything, really. But nobody's going to eat that much garlic. But the point is if you use it as a tonic and if you moderately use herbs every day, I use cayenne, apple cider vinegar, turmeric, garlic, okay, are some of the major ones that I use regularly, and I mix those into different formulas or, different ways to get it into your system, whether it be, like I said, the oil of garlic or, I spray, when I get out of the shower, I'll spray myself down with apple cider vinegar. It's great for your skin, great for wrinkles, great for any kind of skin issues, eczema, so on and so forth. So to continue, okay, garlic has definite anti-robotic effects. In a 4-week double-blind controlled trial, 64 individuals with consistently increased spontaneous platelet aggregation were treated with either a placebo or 900 milligrams of standardized garlic powder daily. A significant decrease in spontaneous platelet aggregation was seen in the treated group. Similar effects were seen in a smaller trial using aged garlic at a dose of 7.2 grams daily. Garlic is also useful in the treatment of hyperlipidemia. Let me move on here. This next one here. Okay. Now, I'm just going to go through a few things here. I can actually maybe send this to Jan, and Jan can post this on the site for anyone who wants what I'm about to show or say. These are just different formulas and dosages and different tinctures and stuff that you could do with onions and garlic, okay? For instance, if you make an oil of garlic, and basically what an oil of garlic is you get a whole bulb, let's say, and take it apart and get all your cloves, peel all your cloves, put it in a jar, and cover it with extra virgin olive oil, and let it sit. Okay, and there's different ways to make it, but that's just one way. Okay. Yeah, some people, what they do is they actually, you simmer it on some heat for about 20 minutes. So what happens is, and you can do that with most herbs, when you want to make an oil, with the herb. And what happens is, another thing you can do is, like with, for strep throat, for instance, let me give you an example. For strep throat, I was saying before, usually it lasts for 10 days. Doctors, they don't have anything for a viral strep throat, so you have to get through the 10 days, okay? But if you make up a combination of honey, garlic, and cayenne, and you can even put onion in there. And what you do is you chop up some onion, you chop up some garlic, and you put it in a little pot. Make sure you have a cover for it. And then after you put the garlic and the onions in the pot, you put it into the pot and you cover it with raw honey until it goes just above the herbs. Put it on to simmer, okay, for like 20 minutes, and you make it steep in the honey for 20 minutes, okay? After that, just shut off the flame. And let it sit for another 15, 20 minutes. Just let it steep in that honey. And, of course, as you know, when you're cooking this honey, you don't want to cook the honey. You don't want to cook anything. You're just warming it up, okay? And what's happening is the honey is actually extracting the medicinal properties of the onion and the garlic into the honey. And after 40 minutes, after going through this process, you strain it, okay? Strain the honey into a mason jar, let's say. That's what I do. And so you can screw it on and just leave it in your cupboard, okay? And what you do is you take a tablespoon or a teaspoon every 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever you feel necessary. When you're coughing, start taking it. And what you do is you don't just swallow it. You put it into your mouth and you kind of swish it around. It's called eating. You're eating the herbs, okay? And you kind of chew on it and just make it swish it around in your mouth and kind of let it sit in the back of your throat as much as you can. And also what I've got to mention, you got to put a little bit of cayenne in there, cayenne pepper powder. And between the cayenne powder, the onion and the garlic and the honey together, all combined, it knocks the heck out of that virus, that strep throat, within 24 hours. Okay. You can use it not just for strep throat. You could use it just for about anything, a regular sore throat, any type of cold that you feel coming on, take this, because those three herbs within the honey, the nutritional value of the honey and the onions and the garlic and the cayenne is amazing what it does to the immune system. And all of them are just killers of disease. So it's a great, that's just one formula that you can do. Another thing, if you want to remove some of the toxins out of your body, and this may sound weird, what you do is you chop up a few, maybe about 4 or 5 garlic cloves, okay, and chop them up very finely. And what you do is get some petroleum jelly, okay, some Vaseline, and mix it in with, so it's a whole gel, okay, so it's mixed in with the garlic. And what you do is you coat the bottom of your feet with this, before you do that, rub some extra virgin olive oil on the bottom of your foot, apply this mixture on the bottom of your foot, and then put saran wrap around this mixture so it stays on the bottom of your foot, and then put a sock on and go to sleep. Put it on both your feet. When you wake up in the morning, you're going to see that it may be black or brown, disgusting looking. This is a method used for many, many thousands of years, actually. I don't know if thousands of years, but many, many years, okay, to extract toxins from the body. They have, I forgot the name of it. In making the garlic of oil, which is great for earaches and stuff like that for children, you just kind of chop up that garlic, put it in the pan, in the pot, cover it with the extra virgin olive oil for 20 minutes, make it extract those properties of the garlic into the oil, and then also strain it again. This is just another simple oil of garlic formula to treat many ailments. And like I said, especially for earaches for children. That I used to get that so many times as a kid. I wish I knew this back then. And you can make a syrup of garlic. I mean, so there's many different ways you can use garlic in order to get it into your system to get the benefits of it. Now, another, I don't know if anybody knows about, you know, you have tinctures, you got all kinds of things, you got, in order to get stuff into your body, herbalists don't believe in cutting the body open or needles and anything like that. They use fomentations and tinctures and teas and stuff like that, which, you know, are avenues to get through into the bloodstream and into the body. So, in other words, a tincture, you can make a syrup of garlic, which is made up of garlic cloves, peeled and minced, and then equal parts of apple cider vinegar and distilled water, and then 1 pint of glycerin with 1 pound of garlic cloves, 1 pint of glycerin, and 3 pounds of honey. And, you know, this is a formula that can be made to just store away. You can have it at all times just to have. And there's a preparation here, how to do it. And like I said, I can probably send this to Jan to put this on the site. There's a lot of different formulations and stuff and it explains the preparation on how to do it and so on and so forth. You can even use 8 ounces of garlic express juice, glycerin, and then use some seeds of oh no, that's something else. I'm sorry about that. No. Okay, another formula that I use much every day, at least once a day I use it in the morning, is I use one tablespoon of pure honey, a quarter to half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper powder, 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in 8 to 12 ounces or 15 ounces of steam distilled water. Sometimes I put cinnamon in there. This is a great, not only a great health drink, but it's a great energy drink. My son is a weightlifter. He takes all those protein drinks and pre-workout stuff, and I tell him all the time, "Here, drink this." He's like, "No, I can't drink that, Dad." You know. But anyway, it's a pretty powerful nutritional drink. Also, it's a health drink as well. When you combine cayenne, garlic, and honey, and then in addition to that, add onions or cinnamon, okay, there's just so many ways to actually prepare this stuff, all of these herbs. And even mixing them with your foods is very essential to maintaining your health. I mean, garlic is a very powerful herb. It's universally used for many, many, as you heard before. I didn't even tell you all of the the list. I didn't fulfill that whole list, but there's a ton of applications for its the power of garlic. I'd like to see if anybody has any questions at all. Oh, here we go. I kind of got my computer up here.
Just a curious question. Some time ago, I ran into something that said that horseradish was a useful product.
Actually, you know what?
I asked, just wondered if it's true.
Actually, it's funny you said that because I have to take, I have pulmonary hypertension. I was diagnosed with that in 2009. And some of the medications I take, it literally, and this has been going on since 2009, I get congestion. I cannot breathe through my nose. I have to breathe through my mouth a lot. Now, horseradish, when used properly, you can like shred it, and it is very, very powerful, but it instantly opens up your sinuses. I didn't do much research on it, but I know for sure I found that, because that helped me. It still helps me when I use it in that particular circumstance. Was there something else that you heard, Rob, as far as the horseradish goes?
Well, no, just that occasionally if you go to a Chinese restaurant and you put a little of their mustard on it, it's like Chinese Drizdan. It does open up your nasal passages immediately.
Yeah,
I have to agree with you. It's a great way to open them up.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's one of the things I get, like I said, I get a lot of my herbs from. It's called Herbs First. www.herbsfirst.com, and they have just about anything you need as far as whether you want an ointment, whether you want a cream, whether you want fresh cut herbs, leaves, or whether you want powdered herbs, whether you want tinctures. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and they're great prices. And when you click on a specific product, it gives you everything about it and what it does. So it's very informative. I recommend everyone to go there. They even have, they're called kiddo formulas. Okay. So for even kids, they have these little tinctures that are mixed, specifically for kids for their taste buds. And they, you know, it's good tasting for them. So it's very, very, very powerful website. And they're very speedy in delivery of the products. I've never had no problems with it. And like I said, if I order a product and get online and order some stuff on a Monday, usually by the end of the week, I have it in my house, delivered at my house. They expedite their orders. And all of the products are either organic or wild-crafted. So they're pure products. They also have other holistic systems and trampolines and you also can get an encapsulant machine, which is where I got mine to make my own capsules. And for instance, you know, I got for one pound of pure powdered garlic. I mean, it is amazing. You look at it and it's like you almost get healed. I mean, it's just beautiful just to look at this. It's in a clear package, sealed up tightly, a really good zippered lock pound bag, okay? And I believe I pay probably like $12 or $13 for that, for a pound of garlic, okay? And with that pound, I could make, I don't know, probably about 5,000 capsules maybe, probably more than that. Now, if you were to buy a already done garlic, pure garlic capsules from that website, you're probably going to pay about the same price. It's about $9 maybe for a month's supply. Okay, so it's really worth it to get this. You know, it takes a little time to make it up, but it's a fun thing. You know, it's for your health, and you're saving a ton of money. A lot of people just don't want to do it. They just don't want to take that extra time to, spending on doing what's good for you and what's more beneficial economically and so on and so forth. But I think even the encapsulant machine is very inexpensive. I think it's $16 for the whole setup. And like I said, you do 25 capsules at a time, and it comes in like four different pieces, and you just pour the herb over it, and it comes with a little scraper, and you get it into the capsules, and you take the capsule apart, you put it on one side, and then the other one goes on the other side, and you have to put the herb in that one side. You get the other one and just put it right over it, and you push it in, and you got your. It's so awesome. So my point is you know, for $15 or $16 for the encapsulant machine, and then you buy, a pound of cayenne pepper, powdered cayenne pepper. You buy a pound of garlic, a pound of turmeric, and so on and so forth. I mean, you can have, you can be set up with all your herbs for the next year, basically, or at least 6 months, probably more than that. Okay. I actually have 2 pounds of each, and I always make sure I always have it in my herb room. I just look forward and be proactive in case something happens. I know I have a ton of herbs on hand at all times. I have 2 gallons of the Bragg's apple cider vinegar, organic apple cider vinegar. So it's kind of being proactive, but you save money when you buy in bulk. Okay. But yeah, they horseradish. It's funny you said that because I actually still have. It looks like a log. Actually, it's a little teeny, like 3 or 4 inch, like a branch from a tree. That's what it looks like. And whenever I need it, I just grate it like grating cheese, and I grate it up. And sometimes I'll put a little bit of like a little capsule of water over it, and just put it in my mouth and swallow it, or I'll just sometimes just sniffing it. I mean, it's amazing how it just clears up your sinuses. There's another ointment that is on this website for any of those out there who has the same issue, because I'm actually, with my medication, I'm not allowed to take any kind of I'm not allowed to take any kind of decongestion stuff over the counter or anything. So I have to suffer through this, but I found herbs that actually help. And one of them is called sensei, and there's 3 to 4 different types of oils that's in this within beeswax. So I can't even explain, like Vicks sort of texture. But same thing, you just put some on your finger and you rub it like on the inside of your nose and then on the bottom of your nose, and then you rub it on your sinus areas on the left and right side of your nostrils, and bam, within 5 seconds, it opens up everything. And every night before I go to bed, that's my ritual. I use that more than the horseradish because it's a little more gentle on the system. You know, horseradish really amplifies it much quicker, but this particular formula lasts a very long time, whereas the horseradish doesn't last as long. Like I said, you rub it into your sinus cavities on the right and left side of your nostrils, and then put a little bit inside of your nose, and it instantly clears up and opens up the passageways. So anyone, it's called Sensei, Sensia, I believe it is, and it's an ointment. So anyone that's in need of a natural, organic, way to open up your sinuses, there you go. There's your answer. any other questions?
Can I say something?
Yes, I have a question. Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
How do I? Okay, well, you go first.
I just wanted to say, try black seed oil. I had a screwed up nose because I fell and broke it, and my sinuses were all screwed up. My nose was bleeding all the time. I didn't go to the doctor. I started taking black seed oil at bedtime, and now I could breathe out of both sides of my nose. It hasn't bled. It's amazing how black seed oil cured my sinus problem.
That's awesome. And what do you do? Rub it on your sinus area as well?
No, I take a teaspoon right in my mouth. In your mouth, it's ingestus. This has omega-3, 6, 9. It's hard to get sometimes, but this is in the Bible. This heals many things except death. That's what they claim.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's black seed oil, you said.
Yep.
I'll look into that. Thank you.
Yes. Wonderful.
That's true. That's true. But I want everybody to actually just sit back. And my name is Felicia. I'm in Florida. People need to actually look at the seed banks and how the elite has segregated real seeds from false seeds, which they sell in the stores. I mean, we have now we have seedless watermelons, and we know nothing bears without the seed. So, you know, they're genetically modified. So we have to actually look into actually what we're actually buying in the stores, because these people are deliberately trying to, they can suppress our, you know, sinuses and diseases or whatever, but these people actually have patents for these things because they already have the actual seeds, and this is where these seed banks come from. Now, if you actually, if you have animals, if animals get sick, they don't go to the pharmaceutical companies or anything. They automatically eat grass because it comes from the earth. And that is something that I think we as a human race need to separate ourselves from these pharmaceutical companies, because these people are controlling everything that we consume, water, food, air. I mean, they're controlling all, you know, they're taking over all of that. But it's the actual species, and, you know, if you actually look at it, at all the different species that have been created, and there are billions and trillions, you have different types of lizards, you have different types of dogs, you have different types of birds, you have different types of owls. You have different types of humans. I mean, there is something that created that beyond that, and I think that we have to get on that level of consciousness to comprehend, because all these other different species comprehend what the Creator has set in front of us, but we can't comprehend that because man has put so many obstacles in our way so that we don't comprehend. We rely on man. And I personally think that we need to stop relying on man and rely on the Creator. And I think that that's where all these laws that implemented, all these treaties that implemented, and, you know, we have to find our way to, and I mean, you know, here I am. I never knew about NLA. I learned it through somebody else. I went through a struggle. I had to learn it. I had to research that. They told me this. They told me that. And now I'm in a whole different situation. And that is because I'm giving and seeking the consciousness of the Creator. And all these different species on this planet, even the seeds. I mean, marijuana, if you eat it, it's a plant. That's all it is. It's a plant. It's a plant that God created. The Creator created, put on this plant, just like the grass that the dogs eat and the cats eat when they get sick. They automatically have that God consciousness comprehend when they get sick. They're going to go outside, and they're going to eat better. We're not going to take them to PetSmart, because they can't just get out of the moment. Birds are the pets, you know this. You see what I'm saying? The only species on this planet that don't consciously understand what the Creator is trying to tell us is humans.
What's your name, ma'am?
Because we're relying on what man tells us. So, you know, through LA, you know, this is my first, call with, you know, the health committee. But, you know, there's a lot of things, because my sister died of breast cancer. I watched my sister die. My entire family watched my sister die. And she relied on the doctors, and she went through chemo, and we watched the chemo eat her up. And I researched, and I researched, and I told her about baking soda. You eat baking soda. You know, and mixing with water. I mean, there's so many natural remedies out there that they are suppressing because they don't want us to know, because man has suppressed these things
And they just want us to get to the doctor, and this is why, you know, health care is like it is. And, you know, I'm in Florida. Rick Scott, you know, he's trying to pick a bill that's been closed. And he was, you know, before he was reelected, he and Bill got millions of dollars of health care insurance. And he was reelected. So, you know, my thing is this, and I'm trying to calm down because I'm thinking about my sister, but there's a lot of natural remedies out there that just right in our face, or right in our face. We don't have to get toxic because they're putting something in those capsules. You know, we have to find these natural remedies that God and the Creator put on this planet, that all these different species, you can see a bird one day, and you can see the bird the next day. I have a bird that's sitting on my light every day. But that bird don't have money to go out and buy something to eat. That bird's going to eat it. He's going to be on my light the next day. You understand? So, you know, these are the things I think that we need to actually look at. And I'm sure, you know, this organization.
Kind of breaking up there, Robert. Is she breaking up to you, too?
Yeah, I can't hear her anymore. She's gotten so low and level.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
I can. And what's
right
your
there.
Name? What is your name?
Felicia.
Felicia, right. Have you been listening to this committee for the last couple of weeks since we started?
I've been doing so many things, and, you know, you have no idea what I've been going through,
okay.
But it's a lot, and I haven't, you know, I've emailed, you know, a gentleman from, you know, the committee, and I haven't, because I don't have internet, and I'm trying to get internet so I can actually have, you know, internet access
right.
instead of using my phone and the data. So,
right.
you know, I'm kind of
limited. Well, it's funny
limited.
That you said, it's funny that you mentioned dogs and stuff eating grass. Have you ever heard of plantain?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, plantain is an herb that's used for any type of venomous bites or snake bites or any kind of bug bites, okay? And it's a story that I don't know if it's true or not, but they say that the way they found it is when a dog gets bitten, he goes into the woods and seeks out naturally, he finds a plantain herb. And that's actually how they found out that plantain, or the herb plantain, is actually...
Because they had the consciousness of the Creator.
Right. They're just, you know, they are in tone. They're in tune with nature, okay? And one of the things that on the first couple of... this is a very fairly new committee. And the first couple of calls, I was focusing on fasting how important it is to not eat as well as it is to eat. And, you know, because fasting and cleansing is a very important part of healing the body. But it's the same thing with dogs. When dogs get sick, they don't eat. And that's just a natural flow.
Cats too. I've had cats and dogs, and they, you know, don't eat, and they go outside and eat the grass. And next thing you know, they're healthy.
Right, exactly. So that's so what you're saying is very true. And yes, I mean, don't quote me or whatever, but you know, the way I've been taught, there's really no such thing as diseases. It's just a dis-ease, the unbalancing of the body. Okay, and it's because of all the stuff we eat that's really not nutrition, and it clogs up all of our systems. So, you know, when we get sick, we're taught to kind of, you know, eat to, you know, don't starve a cold and feed a fever or something like that, okay? When we shouldn't be doing that. We should just go for what we feel. If you don't feel like eating, don't eat. You know, if you feel sick, just don't eat. When you want to cleanse your body, don't eat. You know, stop eating. You know, especially fooling yourself up, okay? But the moment that you stop eating, within, I think it's after, like, the digestive system takes, I believe, 4 to 6 hours to digest something when you first eat it. So let's say you eat something and you don't eat anymore within 6 or 8 hours. What happens is, because your body is not digesting anymore, it automatically goes into a cleansing mode. And that's why in the morning when you wake up, if you don't eat anything during the night, your body is already in cleansing mode. And that's why you usually feel really vitalized in the morning, because you're cleansed. Your body was in the cleansing mode for 8 hours, you know? And that's why they say breakfast to break your fast. They say, you know, we were taught, you know, have a nutritious breakfast, have a, you know, cornflakes or eggs and bacon, whatever, because you need that energy for the rest of the day. Meanwhile, that's really not true. From my research, the longer you stay in your fast, you know, maybe break your fast at lunchtime or 10, 11 o'clock, whatever. The longer you wait, the better it is for your system.
That's correct. Have you ever heard of a guy named Dr. Sebi? Or people say Sebi, but I say Sebi. It's Dr. S-B-I. S-E-B-I. He cured all diseases known to man. He was out of Africa. He cured all diseases known to man. AIDS, arthritis, I mean, like, you know, gout, right. All these diseases. And right. Recently, I think it was last year, the police officers arrested him for no reason. And he had, like, a certain amount of money on him, and they killed him in prison, in jail. But he took his, well, when he cured AIDS and all these diseases, Congress took him to court, and he won.
Right.
He won it.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He did. He did win it. And then years later, you know, they found him on the island, in some island or wherever he was in Africa, and he had, like, $45,000 in cash on him. They arrested him for him, and he died there. And now I think his website has been infiltrated from Natural Remedies. And a lot of celebrities actually use, you know, his stuff. It has been.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that you've heard that there's a kind of like an epidemic of natural practitioners committing suicide all over the country.
Say that again.
Robert, are we done? Robert?
I'm not. Robert's muted. Well, there he goes.
Oh, okay. Are we done for the day for this call?
I don't think we can hear Robert, but it is 8:54, so maybe we better fold up because we've got a 9 o'clock coming up in 4 minutes.
That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you, Jen.
Sure.
Felicia, you have a good night. Thanks for your contribution.